Hello, welcome to Heavenly Manna with Milton Harris.
Let's go into Luke's Gospel, chapter number 3, verse 21 and verse 22. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus, also being baptized and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, and thee I am well pleased." Boy, wouldn't it be wonderful to hear the Lord say that when we get home? "And thee I am well pleased." Heavenly Father, thank you for this prayer. Lord, I thank you for this good number that has come out tonight. And God, I pray, just pray you will bless each individual, each home and each family that's represented. Lord, may we lift up the name of Jesus tonight and glorify him. May we do that, that would be pleasing in your sight. And Lord, whatever's accomplished, we'll be careful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. For it's in Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen. Thank you for standing for the reading of the Word of God. As we see here, Jesus is being baptized, and it said, and praying. And I had this thought, I want just for a moment to look at the Savior's prayer life. The Savior's prayer life. Now, I know Jesus is in heaven today. He is interceding on our behalf. And isn't it wonderful we do have such a great high priest? Amen? That we can call upon the Father through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the name of Jesus Christ and know that we can go right straight into the throne room of God. And I'm glad Jesus is sitting there interceding for us today. But I want to look at when Jesus was on earth for just a moment, his prayer life. You see, Jesus here was baptized as he started his earthly ministry, his commission of his early commencement of his earthly ministry, which here included prayer. Now, of the three synoptic gospels, Dr. Luke is the only one that mentions Jesus prayed at his baptism. But it is important. See, it was important for the Lord to let us know that. Matthew and Mark did not include that, but Dr. Luke did. The Holy Spirit did. God did. And we see the importance here of prayer and how the Lord Jesus Christ, how he prayed and how important it is for us maybe to pray today. Well, first of all, look at the priority of his prayer life. He prayed at his baptism. He prayed all night before choosing the disciples. This is the Son of God. This is God in the flesh. He spent all night praying before he chose. Boy, I tell you what, that shows up. We need to pray before we make decisions, don't we? Especially important decisions. Hey, he prayed at his transfiguration. He prayed when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He prayed, we know, in the Garden of Gethsemane. And he even had three prayers, I believe it was, on the cross as he was being crucified. The priority of prayer in his life ought to be the priority of prayer in our life. Let me say this about his priority of prayer. We find in Mark 1:35, he got up early before the others, and he said he went out into a solitary place, and he prayed. He had a private prayer life. Let me say, we ought to have a private prayer life. I think it was David and I today that was talking about going down the road. Some of the sweetest prayer times has been in a vehicle going down the road talking to the Lord. Bob, you know what I'm talking? Hey, listen, I'll tell you what, I'll leave point A. Next thing I know, I'm pulling into point B. And I said, "Boy, I hope I ain't run over anything or anything along the way because I don't remember getting here." But me and the Lord just had a good time going down the road. You ever do that, Billy? Going down the road. And I'll tell you why, I'm sure there's some people who meet me along the way. I'll get the raise in my hand. I don't care. Hey, going down the road, it don't matter. Oh, listen, they probably think that's a nut I just met going down the road. But that's all right. The Lord's got a wrench that'll fit me. But our private prayer, I've got a place there in my study where I can go and just get a hold of the horns of the altar. I've got a place down in the chicken house. I can go and I can pray. I'll tell you what, it's good to have prayer grounds, isn't it? And so Jesus set the example here of a private prayer life. Now, Jesus also, in a public prayer life, he prayed in public. But you heard me say it over and over. If our private prayer life is nothing, our public prayer life will be nothing. You ever know? I mean, I'm serious. And I never would forget, y'all remember Marlon Thomas, or many of you do, Brother Marlon. We'd go somewhere to eat, and I never would forget. They'd call me to say the blessing, and I'd get through praying, and Brother Marlon, he'd look over, he said, "You forgot the missionaries in India." He said, "Brother, this is not the time to catch up on your prayer life. You know, it was a time to eat." In other words, he said, "You need to have a private prayer life and not making me wait to eat to catch up on your private prayer life." But anyway, we need to have a private prayer life. And if we don't have a private prayer life, our public prayer life won't mean anything. He was persistent in prayer. Get this. In the Gospels, there are 30 references by the Lord Jesus Christ to praying. Either Him Himself praying or giving instructions on prayer. 30 incidents in the four Gospels. One would be good. Two would be real good. You get up to five. But 30 times we find either the Lord praying or the Lord giving instructions on prayer. I would say He would say it's important, wouldn't you? I would say He'd say be persistent. Now, I'm going to tell you what. We need to be persistent in our prayer life. And I want to tell you, sometimes we don't get the answer yesterday. We don't get the answer today. We may not get the answer tomorrow. But just keep praying. Be persistent. Jesus, I'll tell you what made prayer profitable, and it'll make it profitable for us. Not my will, but thy will be done. Lots of times we pray for things that are strictly praying for our will, and we're neglecting God's will. But what needs to happen is our will needs to line up with God's will, and that's profitable praying. You ever been praying for something? For God to either open a door or close a door or whatever, and you just say, "Okay, Lord, not my will, but your will be done." And God, He'll work, He'll open a door or close a door or do whatever. And so that is profitable praying when we pray seeking out the will of the Lord. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, prayed seeking out God's will. How much more should we pray seeking out? So the priority of His praying, but the purpose of His praying. Listen, to preserve the solemn occasion, as we see here at His baptism. Baptism is a very solemn spiritual moment. It's taken lightly today in a lot of different places. But I'm going to tell you what. Baptism is a solemn spiritual service. Communion is a solemn spiritual service. And we need to consider it like that. The Lord's Supper. You know what? A worship service is a solemn spiritual occasion, isn't it? And we ought to pray. We ought to pray. And Jesus did. To preserve there the solemn occasion, He prayed. We ought to pray for every service. And think about what a privilege it is to come into the house of God. He prayed there to provide strength for His temptation. You remember when He was going up on the mount, temptation. He prayed, and God gave Him strength. Hey, listen, there in Matthew 4, I believe it is, as He went up, He prayed. I'm going to tell you what, if you and I aren't careful and we don't spend enough time in prayer, when temptations come, we will be weak. But we need to pray to provide strength, especially during times of temptation. But listen, I love this. He prayed here as He commenced His earthly service. He prayed there to procure a successful ministry. Did you know we ought to pray about our ministry and before we start our ministry? We talked with Josh and Drew as we ordained them last year, and about how they prayed before they started into that ministry. And I believe each one of you, Billy and David, I wasn't there when y'all were ordained, but I'm sure you did. Bob, we know, did. He was ordained after we came here. Donald, another one that was ordained after we come here. It's a solemn. Listen, to procure a successful ministry, we need to pray. Need to pray. I want to tell you what, and listen to me for just a moment. If there's anything accomplished, it won't be because of Milton Harris. It'll be because of the Lord Jesus Christ. I can't do anything without Him, and I don't want to even try. But through Him, things can get accomplished. Oh, listen, prayer. So if we want success in our ministry, success in, and when I say ministry, I'm talking about our calling to God. It may be playing the piano. It may be lap. Was that a lap harp? Is that what they called? What was that? Oh, psaltery. Was that not sweet, though, this morning? Amen? But pray. Whatever it is, pray about it. And it may be God says, I just need you to be there on Sunday morning to encourage the preacher, to encourage the teachers, to encourage the deacons, to encourage the trustees, to encourage the ladies' servants, hey, to encourage the other saints that are there. I just need you to come and pray and be an encouragement to those that are there. It may be to the song director, maybe to those that sing in the choir. Right, listen, folks, I want to tell you what, it's encouraging to look out and see people sitting in the audience. It's encouraging, I'm sure, for those that sing in the choir, Chase, Stan, and some of y'all that sing up here in the choir, is it not encouraging to look out and see some folks sitting out there and at least smiling every now and then and nodding their head? Amen. Oh, me. So we see the priority of his praying. We see the purpose of his prayer. But listen, what was the product of his praying? Well, one most important was the power of God. And the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him, and a voice came from heaven which said, Thou art my beloved Son, and thee I am well pleased. You know what I say? That was the power of God descending on him and being with him. I want to tell you what, the product of our praying is the power of God being in our life. I'm talking about in our walk, in our work, in our worship, in our witness. Folks, praying, hey, listen, it's what gives power. I'm old enough. Some of you are probably old enough to remember. You remember years ago there was a lot of godly old men of God that could hardly read the Bible. A lot of them that barely maybe had a high school education, if they had that at best. But I'm going to tell you what, they got up in the power of God, and they preached in the power of God, and people come to know the Lord in the power of God. Hey, listen, What was? I'm going to tell you what, they were prayer warriors. If you want power, you better pray. Pray and have power. Don't pray and have no power. That's the simple truth of it. I want to tell you what, if I didn't pray before I come in here, I'll tell you what, there wouldn't be much power of God in it. But we have to pray to have the power of God. And that's before we do anything, before we make decisions, before we do anything. We want the power of God in. It ain't going to be long. We'll have Easter. We'll have sunrise service, which is always a blessing. And we'll have service. We want the power of God in it, don't we? It won't be long that we'll have Bible school. We want the power of God in Bible school, don't we? Well, how are we going to have it? We're going to have to pray. Revival will be just a month later, really, after Bible school. Just, hey, listen, there. Do we want revival? You want revival? Well, we're going to have to pray. I'm going to have to pray. You're going to have to pray. It's all through prayer. That's where the power of God comes from. It's through prayer. Thank God for His power. Well, listen, let me say, we pray to have the passion of God, peace. Be careful for nothing but everything with prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through who? Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad that prayer, listen, can bring about the passion? I'm talking about the peace of God in our hearts. Aren't you glad that He can give us that? How do we have that? It's a product of prayer. Well, let me say this in closing. I love this. A product of prayer is praise from God. In thee, I am well pleased.